lies into crafting compelling stories. Stories are a powerful way. Stories have been told for decades, okay? To convince people to repent, to convince people to join clubs, to convince people to buy products and services. Stories are not going anywhere. It's the reason why we spend billions of dollars on books. It's the reasons why we study things because of the story. Stories are powerful. It connects people on an emotional, spiritual level. It connects people and it builds like, know, like, and trust. Okay. So if you have a service and you're wondering how to incorporate selling into your marketing, this is the video for you. So the first step is always you want to find a problem that you believe that you can solve, because there's no way you can find an audience that's purchasing or looking for that problem unless you find a problem that you can solve. If you find a problem that you can solve, then you'll know that you have the confidence. You can work on confidence in selling that thing, right? So then, for example, if you have a problem, say you have a solution for people who need to gain weight. So then it'll help you identify your audience. You have a solution. So perhaps your audience could be underweight. They could be unhealthy. They could be malnourished. They could be in the United States. These are identifiers for your targeted audience. These are who or the people that you want to reach. Understanding your audience will help you increase sales. Next, you want to talk about some of the characteristics. It helps if you can find a story that involves you or a client, something that you can take home, right? You met somebody and they had this problem, and this is what they were thinking, and these are the things that they chose, and this is the problem that they kept having it. They needed to find somebody that they could trust. Then you go further into the story and you talk about the guide, the manual, the solution you came up with, especially if it's you. It helps resonate with that audience, right? That what you were thinking when you gave that solution, what the customer said, how they were feeling, what perception you were getting when you were talking to the client, or what were your thoughts, your feeling, your emotions, what was going on during the time where you felt like that. These descriptions help develop that compelling story. And then you tell the results of that product, that service, that guide that you gave the customer. Was it successful? These were the results. Did they fail? Did you fail? What did you do afterwards? And this helps you create the call of action. After hearing that story, that compelling story, listeners, viewers, they begin to feel that they need to take that next step. Whether that is scheduling a consultation, signing up for a free training, reaching out for more to learn more information. Whatever that CT is, you want to make it clear. You want them to sign in on in that services. And speaking of training, I have a training that I'm doing. It's a client attraction training. I'm going to put it down in the description It's going on this month and it's absolutely free. You want to jump into it because we're going to talk more about storytelling and much, much more. So if to learn more and to sign up, you want to click on the client attraction. But I want to thank you all for watching. Make sure you click that link for client attraction class and sign up for that free class. Thank you for watching this video on compelling stories that drive service sales. If you found this information valuable, do me a favor, give this a thumbs up, like it,